Thanks so much, guys, for coming back and joining us.
Hi.
We're going to continue back on the adventure in the deep dwarven devil mines.
Oh, shit.
Sting.
Raven.
Jay. And the automaton, Con 13. What'll happen next? Come see.
Death!
The door is secured by a latch hidden at the base of the stone step. He knows how to work it. Pulling on the iron ring causes the step to abruptly drop and the stone door to rotate open.
Is it one of those, like, wall things that goes like...
So we're going forward here.
You're going this way.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then you come around here.
Yep.
And you end at an iron gate.
Secret tunnel.
The gate is locked.
Con, are you able to open this gate?
I do not have the key for this gate.
Where is the key?
There's keys? How many keys?
You could pry it open with a strength check, but it is locked.
It would be easier to just pick it.
Well, perhaps have your thief pick.
Well, I would, but he's back here peeing on the orc's bodies or something.
I like this thief.
Like Gwen's chilling over here somewhere.
You can see the room beyond. You can see that the chamber is a chaotic mess of animal skins, fallen stones, rotting beams, and food scraps. A crude fire pit lined with charred stones dominates the center of the room. Skewers of meat are sizzling above the red and orange coals, and the entire chamber smell of fat drippings and of burnt meat.
Something's been here and is eating.
Burnt meat?
Burnt meat.
We can't get
so there's no fire pit or anything?
There's a fire pit.
We can't get through
it. So at least it cooks its food.
The gate's locked.
Is it pickable or is it, like, rusted? Can I pick it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I will attempt that.
I used to have a key, but it was stolen from me when I was inactive.
Who stole it?
I was inactive.
Well, how'd you know there was orcs here?
I woke up and did not have it.
How did you know there were orcs here?
I've woken up during many orc attacks. Sometimes they blend together, and I don't know what time it is.
Should have woken up during the key.
But now I know it is 6:30.
This is past 6:30.
Time advances while you're awake.
And I pick will the absorb lock. This information.
Natural 20.
You pick the lock.
Damn.
Wasted skill. Alright, you pick the lock.
There's a key on the other side.
Do you go inside?
Check for traps.
There are no traps.
Yay! Oh, that's... Okay, I thought you were talking about this door. Okay, what do I see inside?
If you wait for a moment, you see a goblin... a couple goblins start to, like, set the tables, basically.
Okay. Is it like a portcullis gate, or is it like a wooden door?
No, it's like a portcullis.
Okay, so I need to be, like, quiet.
Iron. Yeah. They don't seem to be paying any attention.
Okay.
They're, like, humming.
It's gonna be like a PUBG moment. Last night I played around a PUBG with Bryce.
Yeah.
And we were in the tunnels, and I was in one of those itty-bitty, like, rooms. In between, and I was in a corner, and two guys ran around, looted, and then ran out the other side, and I just stayed crouched in a corner, and they never looked at me. I wasn't behind anything, I was just crouched in a corner,
and I just
didn't move, and they just went. I had nothing but helmets, backpacks, and no weapons.
No weapons.
I had no weapons.
It's terrible.
It was funny, though.
I hate tunnels when nobody has weapons. Alright, so how difficult does it look for me to get through the gate? Like, is it a lift type or is it a swing type?
It's a swing.
Okay.
Is it gonna go?
Probably.
Can you open it?
No.
Do you have any oil, Construct 13?
I have oil.
You've had oil this entire time.
I oil a rag and wipe down the hinges and everything to make sure that it won't squeak.
You
and
do
then
so?
Then I go back here.
Okay.
And tell them.
All right.
It's like, hey, unlock the gate over here. It's two. Hobgoblin thingies.
How tall is the ceilings?
Here?
Yeah.
10 feet.
I'm wondering, like, what might be on the ceiling.
Sure, he can go in.
Be able to like crawl around.
He can go in. Bars. If he goes around the other side, he notices a kitchen there. There's a bunch of goblins like
guys
cooking stuff, chopping onions and whatnot.
That's Shane. I'm not Shane. That's you. You
getting ready for a meal. They seem rather jovial.
So this is their dining room. That's their kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe they're friendly. What about Moonglow?
I can assure you, they are not.
Alright, so should I sneak in and try to, like, stick him real quick?
Is that two?
That's a bitch move. What do you think? Are we able to draw the rest of the map now?
I want
to
stand out in there seeing
stuff? Or no?
Sure. Is that okay? Get shot at by
that way we know where we gotta go.
Guys dressed in red coats.
So, this goes here. This is the kitchen.
Oh, over there's the kitchen?
Yeah, over here is the kitchen.
Oh, I thought it was over there.
No, it's over here.
You tricked me.
And then this goes in a hallway like this.
How equipped is this kitchen?
Not very.
That should be decent. Is there a Dutch oven?
No.
A brick oven?
No. I mean, it's like they've got some, you know... It's mainly just a place to hold the pots and pans. They do all the cooking over the fire and everything. They sort of sit on their furs and eat. There's no tables or anything like that. Okay. It looks like a small band. There's like five of them. One of them seems to be in charge of the rest of them. You can hear them talking about what a shit assignment this is. And
I'll just be in common. Maybe we all startle them and trap them in there. Do they have weapons? Can you see weapons?
They do have weapons. They don't have them equipped.
They just have them like hanging on them or something like that?
Well, no, there's just like weapons around here.
So we should flood in.
Let's just flood in
and
trap them in the kitchen.
So they just have pans? Pans are the worst, most powerful melee weapon, by the way.
Alright, so you do so.
PUBG.
Aaron, what's your alignment?
Lawful good.
Okay. Are you a human?
Yes.
Okay.
There's no good and evil.
Whatever. Lawful.
Yeah.
You go in and they go, ah! Oh, I wasn't expecting guests. Or are you Tomb Raiders? Either way, would you care for some rat? Yeah.
I would not.
Unfortunate. Wait, are you a dwarf? I thought they were all dead. Is he dead?
I am not.
Moonglow, is this your twin? He sounds very similar to you.
How dare you, master?
So there's five of them in there?
Yep.
What are you guys doing here?
What?
Why are you here?
We make sure the demons don't come out.
What demons?
Need an automatic zoom on my camera.
So you keep them trapped here?
Well, we lock the door. They don't bother us. We tried to go in and loot the place. Bad idea. Don't go that way.
How many are there?
Master. These are looters. They must not be allowed, to stay.
We just looted these bits. Some good
stuff. These bits are all of my former master's
bits.
Gave them to our chieftain, but we don't go any farther. He wants us to see if the demons leave. So.
The chieftain does?
Yeah.
So you're just... What about the orcs?
We check every now and then.
Have you seen the orcs over here?
What orcs?
Okay. Never mind.
How do you get out of here?
What?
How do you go get out of here to talk to your chieftain?
This way. He pulls out a scroll.
Oh, a teleportation scroll.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get back in?
What?
How do you get back in?
We came down the mine shaft.
But there were orcs. Have you not? You haven't left in a while?
No, we've been here a month.
Can I see that scroll?
No.
He's gonna carbon date it.
I'm a rat.
Dude, what all lives on this damn island?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
There's some kind of humans and orcs and goblins and demons and some kind of cats that we gotta get claws of and zombies.
How extensive are these tunnels? It's a place like Geonosis.
Dwarven constructs.
I mean, it's all under the lake, right?
And our pets' heads have fallen off! All kinds of shit.
The dwarves.
Oh, just calm down.
Deep. We were hoping there were many gems. We found some. Platinum, some gems, so forth and so on, but we think there's more further in, so we're just waiting to see if the demons leave.
Did you give those to your chieftain?
Of course.
Where is he?
What?
What is he the chieftain of?
Of
a place called Aspen. Is he a chieftain of the island?
No, he's a chieftain of the Green Tooths. See?
He has a green tooth.
It's missing.
He has a green tooth. Huh. He has one green tooth.
I get it.
I made up another funny.
It's very funny. Ha ha ha.
You must be so embarrassed.
But yeah, sorry, we've looted the thing unless you want to go deal with the demons, but I wouldn't do that.
Where are the demons?
That way.
Down the hall?
Mm-hmm.
So have you only gone into there? That's it?
Yep. Saw demons? Stop going.
We just threw a grenade in there? In the kitchen?
Flashbang. Breach and clear.
What do we got?
Oh no. I could make fire in there.
I'm not worried about killing these guys.
God, fire ain't gonna kill these guys.
Huh?
Fire doesn't kill the demons, right?
They're not demons, they're goblins.
Mm-hmm. Goblins, oh.
Why don't we just go on to the demon-y place?
If you wish, I can deal with them after we have achieved.
They seem good. They'll be alright.
They're looters, though. He can't let them live.
We can leave them there.
They are squatting.
So, you were squatting.
Over I there was in that standing. Corner.
Yes, the demons seem to have possessed the corpses of the dwarves. They come around every now and then as well.
Uh-oh.
That sounds terrible for you, right?
I would not be allowed to attack my former master's guards' bodies.
Well, you should, because they eat flesh.
They're demons.
It's rather unfortunate.
The
fortunately for me, I have no flesh.
He has no flesh?
Yeah, but you want to make sure you help
is that,
us, right?
Is that not disrespectful if they're running around as your dead master's comrades?
As long as they do not disturb what is inside or take anything from a master's vault, the bodies of the dead are...
The demons are after your master's precious material and weapons.
Yes.
The demon's magic cannot unseal the magic holding the weapon.
But they're trying to loot it, so we should stop them.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we're going to eat these rats. So
okay, go ahead and eat your rats.
Very good. Men to the rats! Nom, nom,
nom. Are we going to let them live?
I don't have any... Wanting to kill them. What does killing them give us? We get rats.
You get rats points?
I mean, you get that scroll.
I mean, we probably... What's it going to do? Teleport us to their chieftain?
I mean, you could probably let it teleport you anywhere. It's not specifically to the chieftain, right?
It's probably to the chieftain.
Shaman.
I don't want to see him grab a shaman.
Let's go there.
If you don't wish to attack them, I can flush him out later.
Okay, like a toilet.
Exactly.
You know about toilets?
I do.
I am a
it's
fully
secondary
function.
My girlfriend's a toilet.
Oh my god.
Alright.
So I guess we can go down the tunnel towards
I say
the
we should
rook.
Leave them there. They seem fine.
Alright.
They don't
maybe.
Seem like all right. They're just eating. How would you feel if you were just eating? Some guys just came in and killed you.
I mean, if I was a nasty old orc, I would expect
almost
to
happened.
Die.
They're not. They're goblins.
Goblins, whatever.
They're not orcs. There's the little guys. There's five of them. They're like, oh, hi.
Same thing.
And they were
nice.
They're
not armed.
They were like, shit, trying to attack back or nothing. They were just like, hey, what's up?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess we can leave them alive.
I think you just leave them alive.
All right.
You think Shane?
I'm just talking loud. I'm talking loud at this point so I don't hear what they're talking about, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works.
Alright. So...
Alright, well, you guys enjoy your dinner. We'll go investigate these demons.
Really? Wow. Take some rat with you.
Thanks.
Ah, indeed. We split the profits? Is that how this works?
Why?
Oh, I mean, we've been, you know... Guarding this place?
What do you mean guarding? We've just been living here waiting for someone else to come in and do the work.
This place has a guardian.
Us?
No.
Oh. Well.
You aren't guarding from the orcs outside.
We don't need much.
We'll share the rats if we find with you.
We do like rats.
Oh, yeah, you can have rats.
We'll discuss if you live.
Well, why don't you help us kill the demons and then we'll discuss sharing the profits.
We'll watch.
No profits for you.
We'll think on this.
See his hammer?
What?
See his hammer?
It's dripping with blood.
Yes, well,
it is good at smashing.
We're fine here.
Rats.
You keep treasure.
Okay. Bye, Goblin Man.
Bye.
I'm not sharing a prophet.
We have a similar voice.
Unless they're going to come with us and help us fight demons. Yeah. Sharing nothing.
That's why I wanted to kill him.
Well, I was hoping maybe they want to come get some prophets.
Oh, maybe. Them.
Prophets for knowledge? I can tell you what kind of demons.
Do you know? Or are you just going to say?
I know.
I'll...
It haunts my dreams.
How scary is it?
I will give you...
What kind of dreams do you have?
I will give you some treasure.
Damn it. Calvin, I was trying to trick this dumb goblin into just saying shit. You're just going to give him shit.
I wasn't going to give him real treasure.
Don't say that loud. I wasn't. You brought it up.
What did you ask him?
Okay. So much of dreams. Go ahead. Do your tricky trick.
All right. What kind of demon is it? And I will give you... this... And I hold up some of the clothes that we got from the slave girls. It's very fine headwear.
Wait, how many goblins are there?
Grog is not impressed.
How many goblins are there?
Six.
I will...
Shit!
I will...
Oh my gosh, we haven't used these in forever!
Yeah. I will... if you tell me about the demons, I will give you these four bracelets.
No, you have look at you have these. More than four.
I don't know. I wrote down four. I thought you had two.
We lost some. And some of them were fake, weren't they?
Some of them were fake. But I thought he had nine.
Yeah, but I think that we lost some.
I know right now I have written down four.
Okay.
And I still have the one amulet.
Alright.
So, I mean, I could take four instead of just two.
I have two, I guess.
So, total of six.
Yeah, total of six.
And these nice, pretty bracelets.
Hmm. Alright. It is a demon snake.
Shit.
Too bad. Holy shit. Giant snake would be really cool to kill, guys.
Too bad for Father Lovell. He's not here to kill a demon snake. So is it snake? Is it fiery?
Demon snake.
Is it poisonous? Is it long?
Fire. It bleeds fire.
Breathes fire.
Bleeds.
It bleeds fire. That's shit. Different. Was it breathe? Blood?
I didn't get close enough. We threw your a javelin. Blood.
That'd be
fire.
Shit.
Came breathing out.
Blood.
Right.
We decided to stay here. Stand guard.
Gotcha. Well, why don't you guys take these bracelets here?
All right.
They're all pretty and nice.
I mean, think about it.
Thank you for the information on the snakes, though.
Okay.
And they fit very nicely along necks, and bracelet arms. And
they put them on.
Feet.
All of them?
Yes.
No, the four,
the,
right?
The six.
The four and the
oh, did you have two
yeah.
Good.
So.
All right. Why don't you head down this hall with us?
Of course, master.
Yes.
I do not understand.
They're friendly.
Why did the turtles trouble you?
What happened?
They changed their mind. They're going to follow us down this hall to fight the demon snake because...
I am follow us! They're going to lead!
Master, yeah. I am familiar with commands. Do you now control these?
I suggest them.
What a terrible fate.
You're trying to... All right, why don't you do this down this hall?
Absolutely.
Show us a guy from... sounds like you're... who the fuck he is from...
I'm not doing any impression or anything. I'm just making something up.
Like, Master,
Yes. Another XP?
Yay.
For subduing the goblins. The fearsome goblins. I assume you send them in front
of. Make sure to grab your weapons. What weapons do you have?
They have javelins.
Cool. We have a bundle of javelins.
Nunchucks.
Yeah, what was it? Like 28 javelins or something like that? Or some crap?
No, it was like 36.
30, but they have a lot of javelins.
Okay. Okay. So we have tons of javelins.
They bring as many as they can carry.
There's 26. There were 26.
So they bring a barrel. Just set it right there. They can just chuck javelins while we're all
attacking. The stairs descend into a dark, murky pool that fills the chamber. The air is stifling with heat, and the stink of sulfur is nearly overwhelming. Fallen beams and soaking debris float amid the blackened algae.
That is
here?
Or here.
It's
so funny you laugh at your funny little things. Yeah. Funny little things. That's what you do to me. You're like, you and your funny little...
They're coming down here, and I'm going straight here.
Yep.
No, I'm talking about
this room was uninteresting. Gotcha. There's nothing in it.
Alright, so now we have us. Okay, so we have us three, this construct, Gwyn, Moonbloom, and six goblins.
Yes.
To fight a demon.
And your wasp.
A demon fire bleeding snake.
Yes.
What do you do?
Can we see anything yet? What are we doing?
You can poke the pool and realize that it's 4 feet deep.
A pool? Wait, what are we looking at? I'm just in a hallway with nothing.
Is it chlorinated?
I don't know what we're doing.
It goes this way, and then there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
If you follow Loblaw, it's going to be pissed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Find a way to bring back the head alive, and I'll just stab it.
That's how big the room is?
Yep. Yeah.
For the there's snake?
A pool. It's full of shit,
right? It's a
pool. Like water?
Are demon snakes in there?
There's a water.
It's full of like dark.
How does it bleed or bleed fire and water?
It's a sulfur snake. It's like white or a phosphorus snake.
Like that place.
It's like white phosphorus.
Fucking magical beast.
You make it bleed.
You don't see any snake in there.
A magical beast were to what find them. The trouser shitty ass pool.
No. Is that trouser snake?
No.
You're a trouser snake.
Alright. Is it still 10-foot ceilings and everything in there? Or is it a real big room or what?
It's very big.
Is it deep looking in the water, or can we tell?
4 feet deep.
Not real deep.
Is it 4 feet down from the level that we're walking on as well? Or is it like 2 feet down, then the top of the water, and then another 4 feet?
No, it drops from here to 4 feet.
Okay.
You see a sandy path at the end of the dark pool.
Descent? Does it like come out of the water like a beach or?
So it's 4 feet deep.
It's actually just right here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't seem
right. Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Goblins, where's the snake? Is the snake here?
Yes, we took a step in and we were as if swallowed by the sea. We saw it swimming towards us.
Swallowed by the sea.
Roll intelligence.
Could it be like a fake thing?
It'd be an elemental.
I guess that's true. An elemental water snake that bleeds fire? What the hell is going on? No.
You fail.
It fell out, like I was going like this and it went out like the hole of my hand on the top. 14
plus.
I don't know.
Man.
Intelligence?
I don't know what intelligence is.
A zero.
Oh. It's a 12, so yeah.
So you.
And you're the wizard.
Notice that there is. Planal magic here.
What magic?
Planal.
Okay.
Are there more
like
there's
so this is the mortal plane, there's an infernal plane which is hell,
so the other,
there's a celestial plane which is heaven.
Yeah.
So we may have gone to hell if we could walk through that one portal thing.
There's an elemental plane. There's different planes.
Pokemon. Yeah.
Now you see why a wizard is needed to navigate these halls.
Do you see any runes anywhere? Like
detecting that, you can tell that there are four things moving in the sea, in the pool, they seem to have the ability to switch planes. So if they're able to grab one to you.
Four things?
Mm-hmm. They so look like.
Does that mean only four things can switch us into a plane where there's a giant snake?
They look like dead dwarves.
Use your bracelets. Dead dwarves.
Shit.
Okay.
Can
so. So they're walking around, and the water is deep enough to where their heads don't stick up.
Nice. We should attack them with range or something, right?
We could try.
If we take them out and we don't get hit by them, we don't travel through the plane. Is that what you mean? Like, are they what take us through the plane?
They could probably just travel back.
That's your hypothesis.
So if these dwarves are...
Moonglum?
These dwarves could attach to us, take us through the planes. We don't want to do that. So if we can kill them, maybe we can, like, throw javelins and then, like, kite them back through this little tunnel.
It also looks like to me, and this is probably my knowledge of the area, because I'm the guardian, is that around the edges, it's not very deep. You can walk in the corners and on the very edge.
He's correct.
That's my advice to you. I am no good in the water.
Why?
rust.
Moonglum says, if you kill them, you cannot save them.
So we can save them? As an option.
So they're...
possessed, not dead?
Con, are they trapped here? Or did they come here of their own volition?
They are trapped here.
We should release them.
How?
Do your magic stuff. Ask Moonglum how to release them.
Moonglum? You have to kill their master.
Which one's the master?
I don't know. The master is probably the master.
Okay.
Like, can we get past this without bothering them?
Could we try to, like, go here and through real quick? Like, try to sneak? Because he said we can, like, walk on the very edges.
You can try to sneak? Some of you.
Can I see what is through here at all with this? Or is it just...
It's too dark.
Have the bee go.
Or okay.
You can do that. And you can see.
Is there any creatures in there?
You see dwarves that seem to be tainted with demons.
Is there any other way through this place, Con 13? Or is this the only route that we can go now?
This is the only route that matters.
Master.
'Tis the only one that matters, but there is another route. This goes here. It's not clear, but...
if we go back and fight the flapping things.
If you go to the far end, you can come this way.
You might not have been here. This wasn't. You said this door was flapping noise.
There is another route. It is far across the room, past the pool.
I don't know.
It's a tunnel. It's well hidden.
Secret tunnel.
But it is well hidden for a reason.
Hidden tunnel.
But the rewards are great.
I can imagine quite a lot.
Or we can go back and see what's in the flapping room. Right?
The flapping room? This room?
Yeah. Can you tell us what's in there?
You said it was a room to trap.
It is the same room that we tried to enter here. It is a trap room.
I don't understand how we
nothing.
It is an alternate route
entrance.
The one that we took.
And yep, there's not, nothing but death there.
Yeah, it's,
why is there flapping then? It just got infested with, like, fire bats or something?
Probably just, like, shit. Like,
so I guess there's no route there. It's just things in there.
Okay. I could try to sneak around here and go in here, find out what's there. Or you could send your bee, I guess. Does your bee have, like, dark vision?
No, it does not.
But Moonglum does.
Moonglum does, yeah. Can you talk to him and see if he'd be willing to check that out for us?
We can try. Maybe send Moonglum and a bee.
Both?
Both.
So what's the plan, Stan?
Moonglum, can we get you to fly over to that... figure out
tunnel?
What's in that tunnel?
No.
And Beedrill will go with you.
What?
Beedrill.
This?
Yes.
I am a demon from hell. What is this?
He's a poisoning ally.
Can I ride it?
Sure.
Tomato!
Okay. This is awesome.
It is... basically, it's kind of like River Rapids that goes into another pool.
So, okay. Is it draining
from here?
That then
goes to a sandy path, yeah.
Okay, so there's water coming in here.
You can't tell where the water's coming from. It's probably coming from underneath.
Right.
Then it rushes out that to a pool to a sandy path.
Yep.
All right.
So
the only other thing I can think of to try to do is I can try to do force manipulation and make my little floating platforms here that maybe we can, like, jump onto to
hop,
get
skip across.
Across the water without, like, going into the water.
Try it.
Can we try that?
Could try.
I may not get high enough for it. I don't know.
You can burn.
I don't like burning.
Burn.
Feel the burn.
14.
14 is enough.
That's enough.
For floating platform. It'd be 15 technically, so yeah.
So yeah, you're able
shape,
to make it.
Distance of 5 feet, so I could put it there.
You're able to make it.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we can skip across the water.
Do you want to do that?
Who has the best agility to make sure, in case we have to do agility checks of it or anything?
-3.
Then you sink like a stone. Let me tell you.
So my agility is a 9.
16.
But I think I can manipulate it, so I could maybe, but it doesn't hold very long, so we probably have to like jump on and get over it, because it only holds like 100 pounds or so. But that should be enough.
But it doesn't like shatter.
No. It would start to fall.
But it hovers, it's a good step stone.
What it is, it hovers above the ground, so once it's too much, it won't be able to like hover and follow.
Right.
So I can place it there, and we can probably use it as like a quick stone to jump onto and off.
Okay.
But
yeah, I would say put it here. So we can hop from there onto that, and then from there onto into the sandy path into the armory.
Yeah.
How many guys did we see in the armory that were possessed?
I'm gonna bring the Beedrill back.
Which way?
This way.
Oh, eight.
Just leave them. Eight.
Eight.
And I'd rather fight there than in the water, though. The goblins should be able to get across pretty easily too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're less than 100 pounds.
Yeah. I could probably just let them ride across.
How big is the platform around?
Is it 5 feet or 3 feet?
Yeah, if it's 5 feet, you could take them all, right? Like a 5x5.
3 foot diameter.
Okay. So like two at a time. Make 3 trips. But they have to be quiet, right? Well, I don't know if we want to do 2 at a time, because then it would be more than 100 pounds.
I mean, they could just skip across it.
Yeah, just skip. Alright, can they be quiet?
The goblins?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's how they survive.
Alright. So, I guess send them in first and then me.
If we sneak Moonglum, Beedrill, the goblins, and the guys with better agility and sneak in, and then me and the construct probably come in from behind, I guess, after.
What's,
Gwen.
Gwen?
What's her agility?
It's very good.
Okay. So
she's an elf.
So you know.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
She may be able to.
She's an elf. She can go right across.
We may be able to jump or shoot from
Legolas
there.
Legolas can walk on top of somewhere.
Like she can maybe
accurate.
Shoot.
Maybe.
I can't so see. So let me draw the room.
Find the room.
Because he said there's a sandy path that leads into.
One, two, three. We're probably going to take out some dwarves. I don't think we're going to make it through without killing dwarves.
Okay.
One, two, three. It's actually rather small.
Eight of them in there?
Yes.
What's that?
A curtain.
Curtain?
Oh, shit. Fly Moonglum and...
So we see 8 of them in that little area before the curtain?
Yeah. And now that you can see them a little closer, you notice most of them have 4 arms. 2 of the arms are red, like demon flesh, as if there were no flesh on them, and it's just sort of bare.
Let's just kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These are like monstrosities.
The other ones that don't have that have impossibly large mauls. Like
so it's
jaws,
basically
you know?
Impossibly large.
Basically the thing.
That they are fucked up and they want to fuck you up. Is the general idea.
We're here to
fuck you
up. We could have both done it together.
I tried, but I was too far behind. I would have had to been like, we hit to fuck. Yeah, it would have been weird.
We hit to fuck. All right, so Beedrill, Moonglum, goblins,
me,
Gwyn,
and then
Raven.
And then, yeah. Then I'll go, and I guess the construct last, because he's gonna be the hardest one to get over there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, is that what we're going
to
do?
Well, we should be able to hopefully get across that little platform fairly easily, but we're going to be the heaviest, less agile.
Some of them have stomachs in their mouths.
Stomachs in their mouths?
Mouths in their stomachs.
Does Moonglum have any attacks?
That's fucking disgusting.
He can cast magic. Shit.
Dude, can we just...
God, he normally chooses not to.
Can we just hover above... He wants to kill these, though, right?
Huh?
He hates the demon stuff, right?
Yes.
Tell his family and whatnot. Can we just hover Beedrill above him? And he's just like,
we get those bracelets back?
Like a helicopter. You know, like, they're on the goblins.
Okay. Has everybody gone across yet?
Not yet, I don't think.
All right. Well,
it's gonna be tight
fight.
Rolled
a 17.
With them.
Is this like a chill point then, having to get in there, you think?
Fireball.
Oh, he's casting fireball?
Green Goblin, motherfucker. He's gonna be on a glider, which is your thing.
On the Beedrill.
With your own shit.
This is awesome.
He's just riding Beedrill. He's like, yeah.
7.
7 points of damage to these guys?
Yep.
Like a big
Holy
group of
shit.
Them.
What?
Yeah, Moonglum!
Motherfucker!
Ooh, baby! He's a flying around while he's laughing.
But there's still 2 left.
All right. Yeah. Goblins, all right. Throw your javelins.
So everybody's inside now?
Well, no. I don't know if we've...
The goblins are able to fell the others.
Dispatch
easily.
The others.
I don't know what we need to do to get across. If we
you get
go.
Over easily.
Okay.
As long as you don't touch the water. That's the key.
Okay.
So you guys are saying that I might be too heavy for...
I don't know what the rules would be with
that. No.
Well, I was going to say, after everybody goes across, I just turn... And find a hidden button, press, and a little platform comes out. And I just walk across.
Why didn't you push that earlier?
You did not ask.
It's true. That's 4 XP.
I thought I asked you if there was another way to get across this.
You asked what was across, and I said riches.
You leveled yet?
No.
Not quite.
47.
You'll level up the end of this.
I didn't specifically ask what was across. He did.
Oh, hey, I don't believe so. We got a creative way across. It worked.
I finally get my revenge!
Is that fun?
There's probably more.
You want to do more? All right, hang on. Do you want to peek around the curtain?
Yeah. I will peek around the curtain.
An enormous temple stands before you, dominating the center of the far wall, flanked by moldy crimson tapestries as a towering stone statue that stretches all the way to the sanctuary's dome ceiling. The statue depicts a fierce dwarf with a beard of writhing tentacles and a pair of leathern bat wings.
Beard of tentacles?
Beard of tentacles and a pair of leathern bat wings.
Man, that's who was in the trap room.
Hissing steam escapes from the statue's toothy stone maw.
It's like King's Island.
A dozen or so bedrolls are scattered haphazardly about the chamber. Statue. Gathered at the base of the statue are 3 dwarves praying before a great bronze gong.
Jeez, it's like Myrtle Beach.
Dong?
Gong.
Oh. A great bronze
gong. Scores of candle flicker and flare, shrouding the chamber in deep shadow.
Gavin, what you see?
That.
My master.
Where?
His that. Depiction.
The tentacle dude?
Your yes. master's name is Giblong.
Giblong.
Are these dwarves just bad to begin with? Or were they good before? Have they always been all tentacly?
What is good?
Has your master always had tentacle beards?
When he doesn't shave.
Alright, so this is a big goal.
Alright, so we gotta kill Giblong, right?
Is he in the room, or is it just a statue? It's like a tapestry of him, right? This looks like a boss room to me.
It's a big room.
Ho ho! The camera saw it, I think, I hope.
Maybe. Oh, 5 feet away!
That's hard.
That's a hard shot, look at that shit. And I threw it this way, so it went... Rather than trying to throw it this way.
There's a big, like, dwarven statue here.
Oh, fuck, another one.
D.
And this,
Dong.
There's a whole
K.
platform back here.
Dong. Dong. K.
There's stairs D. that Dong. Go this way.
Dong. K.
And this has, like, a bridge Dong. That goes off that way.
So by chance, did this connect?
Yeah, it does.
you're saying that, sir.
You're in this one, and yeah, this is that. D is this guy, mm-hmm. and then it is that one.
There you go.
See it?
Do you wanna.
In this room is the path to the master's weapon.
So inside the room.
Ow! Ow! I hit my heel, and then Shane karate chopped me in the neck.
My heart
is.
We have followed the correct path.
Where is he?
We might go here. Did you go here?
Right, but you
have to go all the way around to get back here.
Huh? You know what it shows?
Yep.
Really?
That guy.
Right, bitch in the ass the other day.
Fuck.
Orcus?
No, that's not Orcus.
It looks like him, kind of, though.
No, that's not Orcus.
The bigger guy.
This is an aspect of Orcus.
Okay.
But he's like, go Orcus.
Is that the dwarf guy?
Lieutenant
said?
Yes. These guys...
These guys. Fuck!
So these two are praying this way. They're dwarves, but they're demons as well.
Demon dwarves.
So I'm using demons. These guys are just kind of all around. They're mindless ghouls at this point. Dwarves, but mindless.
Glum.
Initiative!
Everybody roll d20.
Run, master.
Five.
You got a 12. Five, Jay?
Five, yes.
I got a 10.
12.
Okay, 12.
Sting got a 12.
No, he got a 12.
I got a 16. What's your character's name? Raven?
Yeah.
Raven got a 12. You got a 16?
Yeah.
Nine.
Nine.
Six. Yeah, six.
What we roll?
Huh?
Initiative. Okay.
Three ghouls.
So we're up here now.
And demon dwarves. A six. Alright.
What did Moonglum do?
Moonglum and Gwen will go together. They go first.
Yes. Alright, Moonglum. They are trying to use their
And
magics.
The goblins go on to 10.
Yay, we've got about the goblins.
They're trying to use their magics to open the way to the weapon, but only human magic may open it, where it was sealed with human magic.
Why isn't it sealed with dwarven magic?
How many goblins did I say? Five or six?
Six.
You,
master, may open it.
Master?
You bring him life. He is your man. He is your
I'm only in the presence. Only in the presence of magic can I move like this.
We have an army. Look at this. One, two.
You're gonna need it.
Epic fight.
We're putting. They're just. What are you doing?
We're frontliners.
It's fine.
So, Master Grimblodge here is a dwarf grown eight times his size. Not only does he have a tentacle beard, but he also has these long
giant dwarf.
Fang dwarf teeth.
Okay.
These guys are, like I said before, you know, just horrifying dwarves. Some of them have more arms. Some of them have maws in their stomachs. Some of them have super long tongues. Some of them have bat wings. Yeah. Yeah. They're all demonic in some way. These two are just demons, and they're sort of worshiping this guy. But when they notice your entrance, they turn. So, first is Moonglum and Gwen. So Gwen is going to shoot a shot. Calvin, you want to roll for Gwen?
Yeah, I can do
that. Put me back. Don't put me in front of them. I'm rage.
Moonglum.
I'm casting stuff.
We'll cast Fireball again, because that's always good fun. Ooh, does he know that? Yes, he would.
She missed.
Moonglum.
Maybe
your name is...
Raven.
Shadow Raven.
Okay.
Sorry. Star Lord, man. He's got to remember a bunch of names.
Make
shit up on the spot.
Barely. 100 miles. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 100 miles. Yeah. You can cat. What?
So Moonglum is like. He sort of does this, and it makes a portal. And then you see another portal above this guy. In the ceiling. And he's like, go. Okay. What do you do?
Moonglum does that?
Yeah.
So he opened a portal, and there's a portal above him. So you can jump through the portal, supposedly.
Onto his
jump
head.
Jump through the portal and land on him.
Rick's been playing Portal 2.
Planar step, yo.
That's cool as shit.
So if you want to go for the big guy, which if supposedly they said something about the master thing, so if we take him out, all the rest should fall, kind of thing.
So, make all of these guys throw javelins.
Gwyn's gonna shoot at this
through
guy.
The portal.
While really? That's happening.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna.
Misses.
I'm gonna do a blinding attack.
Alright, do it!
You gotta jump through.
A d3 plus a d20. So the d6, the square one, plus a d20.
Okay, I'm jumping through the portal and doing my attack.
Do it! Because he doesn't realize it's 12, coming, 14. You succeed.
Okay.
So you're coming down with your short sword. Is that still what you have?
Yeah.
You have the sword and the shield now.
I come down like,
You have a sword and a shield?
Yes.
Like you're down air.
Okay.
Link.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming down, you aim. He sort of looks up at the last second, and you go directly into his eye. Roll damage.
So
that's d6 plus 3.
Roll a d6.
Yeah.
And then you add 3 to it.
6. What's the damage?
His eye!
Let me see how many he has.
Eye! Big, fat, ugly face.
All right, so yeah, you come down, you stab him in the eye, and he's sort of... And you sort of tumble off. This one's you. And you're right here in front of him. And he sort of is trying to hold his eye, and his shield is here, and his thing's here, and he's looking at you with rage you've never seen on this earth.
Is he blind, though?
In one eye.
One eye. Oh. Stay on that side.
So yeah, if you're able to stay on that side, you get bonuses.
So does Aener come up behind him and cut his throat?
You?
Viking reference.
Oh.
In any case.
We should do that in a movie.
Sting is next.
Sting! Sting!
Yes!
Sting!
So the question is, when the goblins go, do they all chuck their spear javelin things through the portal on top of them?
That's what I think.
That's pretty cool.
If or you should command they
attack them?
Yeah, you guys command them to do
that. Yeah, we do that.
Should we have them just all...
They actually...
Rains down javelins
before
on
before us.
So
no,
they
go soon. Not before you.
They
not,
go soon. They, don't
they go after you.
Yeah.
I thought they went with... Oh, no.
They rolled a 10. Yeah. You rolled a 16.
But like, right. Should we have them start clearing out these guys, or should we have them just all chuck it through that portal so they...
Moonglum is going to... He can take out a bunch of these guys at once, right?
Well, Moonglum made the portal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's already gone this turn.
Well, I know this turn, but like next turn, we should focus on the big guy first, okay. Right?
So you order the goblins to...
I'm just saying, it depends. If we take him out quick, I think these guys should fall. If we aren't able to do damage to this guy, we're going to be swarmed by a bunch of little fuckers.
If we take him out quick, then we could always retreat too, because these guys should go away.
Well, yeah, but they will go away too. My thing is, if we attack him, we don't know how much HP or how much it's going to take to take him down.
Try to focus him.
If we all throw him and they all bounce off and they miss or something, and they do nothing, it might have been better to attack the little guys so that we can take him out. That's what I was saying.
I don't know. What's basic raid strategy? You focus on the little guys first when you know the
usually,
big guys tank.
Yeah, you take out the little mobs so you can take out the bigger guys. So
do the mobs.
My typical like Warcraft player wants me to clear the mobs and then focus the boss.
So
I don't raid.
You take your turn. But,
all right.
From a standpoint of wanting to save these guys, if that's what we're trying to do, I don't know if they die. Do they look like they're going to be dead? Like, are they pretty screwed up?
I mean, they look far gone.
Okay.
So like, it's not especially like, even these guys that are like
demon possessed.
It would take a miracle.
So it's not like we're going to save them if we kill him.
You don't know.
They're just normal.
Miracle, huh?
You don't know.
So that's what I'm wondering.
You don't know how the demon arts work. This is your first encounter.
I mean, we got 4 of them back here in that pool. We'll see what happens back here, I guess.
Yes.
We go back, they've all just floated down the river.
Falling apart.
All right, well, it's your turn either way.
You can go through the portal, too.
I want to jump through the portal and try to poison him with the most powerful... poison that I have.
Roll it.
Alright.
You have more than one?
Yes, I have several kinds, but this is definitely the most powerful.
Oh yeah, I have a wand. What's the benefit of it at all?
Vibrator.
It's just, you need something to cast your spells through.
Okay. I already have my staff thing that's doing that, I think.
Then, yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, the wand might have spells built into it. I don't know if you've identified it yet.
I don't know either. I didn't know if like it gave
Did
me
Did you hit Calvin?
You got 6.
You may burn luck.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
I get to roll...
D3.
That's right.
Per point of luck.
I thought it was
D4. D3 at level D3? 1.
Oh, okay. Do you have a D3?
I don't. Not okay. With me. I can only find the 30.
I used to have a D3.
I do somewhere. 2?
2.
So that's 10, 13, 14, 15. No, 13.
13.
Ew. 14, 15, 16,
think that's gonna be enough.
That doesn't quite hit. You're almost there.
Fuck. Alright.
18 hits.
Alright. So I'm using my giant centipede poison.
Okay. Which, what does he need to roll? A fort check? You want me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up if you can. I think you said it was like a fort 30 or something crazy like that.
I will check.
Fucking rolls.
No, in my, I was just thinking about, like, I love that. It was like, hey.
It was giant centipede, you said?
Yes.
Wait, are you sure? That's the one you want to use?
That's
memory loss.
Memory. Fuck that then. What does my rapier do?
Your what do?
Your what?
My rapier. It's a magic rapier coated with poison.
It heals.
I also have.
We'll say it does.
An enorabist.
Giant wasp damage.
Okay.
All right, which does an extra 3d6. Sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Just a roll DC.
Can I milk my wasp for some of his venom?
I was gonna ask that after we finished up.
We'll see. He fails.
Okay.
So do your damage plus an extra 3d6.
Okay.
He's having nibbles. He's a wasp.
I just grab his stinger, start going like this. He's just like.
Turns out wasp.
Calvin should do that. He's single. He's the most practice.
Do what?
Calvin should do that. He's single. He's the most practice.
Yeah, and he's the one that wants to poison.
Yeah. So next is 3d6 plus whatever your normal damage is.
And also, I am a beekeeper, so I know a few things
and
about bees.
And your name
bees.
Is Sting.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you were a beekeeper.
Yeah.
That's just a real single joke.
Go jack off my bee and get some venom out of it. However it is you said. What are you rolling? How are you still rolling stuff?
Okay, so 7 and 7 is 14 damage.
It's pretty good.
Plus ongoing bee poison damage.
No, it's just the one.
Just okay. Just fucking hurts. So
that's pretty good. Alright, so yeah, Shane comes out of the portal, stabs his eye. As he's focused on Shane, you come out and stab him in the back with this poison blade. And he's sort of... So you're over here as well. You're yep. behind him, I'd say.
Aha! Right here.
Yep.
Is it like a stage?
It's a dais
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you get up there?
It's basically a stage.
How do you get up there?
You can climb jump up the portal. Or you can come up the stairs and it comes around this way.
Okay, so like if we're up there, is it going to be harder for them to get up to then?
It would be, yes.
Okay. Go through the portal.
So that was the goblin's turn.
Now he's flanked!
So do you
do goblins
command the goblins to shoot at the ghouls or to shoot through the portal?
If we focus on him and they all die...
The ghouls are different than the dwarven guys, right?
These are dwarven ghouls.
If we focus on him, there's a chance that they could all return to normal. Or... If he dies, then the magic breaks and they all die anyway.
Yeah.
So it might be more advantageous for us to just focus on him.
Yeah. So there's a portal with a portal just like above him, right?
Yeah.
So they can just shoot shit. So I mean, they're just gonna fall down.
They can piss him. Yeah, right? It's gonna accelerate as they throw.
All right, I guess.
So they all line up and
they hit.
All of them?
Shit.
Yeah.
As a group.
Yeah. They're a group.
Six.
And then I'll times that by 4. So, you guys are sort of, Shane comes in, stabs him, somersaults back, and sort of does the hero pose down, right?
The three-point landing?
Yeah, you have the three-point landing. Calvin does the same, but stabs him in the spine with poison, does the three-point landing.
I do the Legolas dismount.
And you guys notice that a bunch of javelins come through the top, and he's sort of a pincushion at this point, and he's hunkered down. He's angrier than anything on this earth could possibly be.
Can we tell if he's like bloody?
Not in this game. Whose turn is next?
There's no power cards.
A 6. The demon wins the ties because you have a -3. He goes next.
Damn you.
The one in front is Shane.
Yep.
Wait, when do I go?
You're 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're on 6.
Damn.
Remember, because yours was a 4 and you die a hit.
His die hit.
Alright, so he takes his Morning Star, which is like a rod with a spiked ball on the end of it.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hit
what
you.
Star?
It's a Morning Star.
It's called a Morning Star.
It's like a vegetable, like, burger.
Shit. That's a crit.
Frozen. find them at Walmart.
That's a crit.
You can find this at Walmart?
Yeah. Party
server. Same with Giant Eagle, but not Walmart.
It's a crit?
It's like nunchucks with one of the chucks.
Yep.
Yeah, are you guys paying attention? You just got
hang on. What was the benefit of that armor? Wasn't there something about crits with armor?
Yeah.
What was the armor?
That's true.
There's something about
the
armor.
You can't.
That is true.
You can't get critted on the armor.
It's save from crit for 20.
He gets a fortitude save. If he gets a 20, he ignores the crit. So roll the d20 and add your fortitude. Add 2.
Fuck.
Not quite.
So
it doesn't do that much damage. It only does 7.
Okay.
Armor.
But what's the effect?
So he comes down and he strikes with it, and you feel this burning inside of you. And if you're anyone's looking at it,
in high school, man.
You can see fire where his eyes once were.
It's like a djinn.
Oh fuck! By djinn. So I lose 7 hit points.
You lose 7 hit points. And you need to roll a will save.
You're turning around, shit. Roll well this time, Shane.
You need to roll a will save.
10.
Plus 1?
That's good enough. You're able to overcome the demonic urges. He tried to turn you against your friends, but you managed to stay strong.
At least he did.
Khan, you're next.
Okay, so
he's huddled over. This guy is. These guys have not been hit yet. They have not gone.
Just
either.
Jump through the portal and land on him with your hammer. Just quah!
I was gonna say I do my fist thing again, and it goes through the portal and then out the portal. It's a chain. Then you come back.
You can do that.
You're pulling through the portal. like a fishing rod.
I think it's heavy.
It's heavy. You should just jump through it.
Yeah.
Do a Hulk smash through it.
Like Thor.
I mean, he's already hunkered down. He land on his head. It's got pincushions in it.
Well, if you land on him, it might kill him. I don't know how much damage.
All right, I'll do this. Rick, follow me here.
I'm listening.
I jump through the portal.
Jump through the portal.
Very fast, but a new portal was created right behind him, which I come through, stabbing through the back.
Huh?
How's this new portal created?
How did
Moonglum.
Yeah, Moonglum
make
the
first
it.
Portal.
Oh, you want to talk to Moonglum? Well, on his next turn, he can try. If you don't try that.
You'd have to wait.
Yeah, you'd have to wait your turn.
Alright, I think you followed.
Huh? No, he did. He said you can wait till Moonglum casts again. But yeah.
No.
Moonglum's turn.
Okay.
You want the portal to move, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd have to wait till Moonglum can cast it again, which you'd be able to turn.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and just go through the portal, fall down, smash with hammer.
Roll. Yeah. You get a +5. Because of your hefty weight.
Oh.
That's more than enough to hit.
21.
Would you like to describe it, or would you like me to?
Can you roll damage?
No. He only had 5 left.
Ha! Okay, so he's kind of hunkered down because he just hit Shane?
He's hunkered down. His shield is sort of hit on his spine, but he still managed to hit Shane like this. He's on one knee in a tremendous amount of pain, but you can see the fires of hell in his eyes, and he's determined to kill all of you before he falls to his own death.
So I would imagine that as I'm coming down, I have the hammer. It's just kind of on his back.
Yeah.
Smash through the shield into the back of his neck.
You hear this
fire flying.
This ringing as if the bells of hell themselves are tolling as the shield shatters. And the hammer continues to go through until you get to that top point of his spine and you hit it. And he just slumps into a heap. The fire extinguishes from his eyes as he himself turns into ash. All of these dwarves, you see sort of fire come out of them. And they sort of come together into this whirl of fire.
All of them?
Yeah. And the whirl of fire vanishes. And you see them all
slump.
Now, once again, dwarves. Laying on the ground, dead, but freed from this cursed life.
They're dead dwarves.
Well.
You're dead. Ha! You're dead.
They're dead, but they've been saved. Their souls are now able to go to the Iron Overlord.
Now they may rest.
They may rest.
Now do we get bonuses from him for helping his dwarves out? The Iron Overlord.
Perhaps. So that is 4 XP, which will level you.
That's
Yay!
Oh, shit.
Damn it!
No, you're 3 behind.
I won't level me. I'm back of the coma. I'm already level 2.
But, yes, indeed. You... Behind this, up this sort of leads to a forge that is wreathed in hellfire. But you see a black hammer that has been forged from this place.
The master's weapon.
It is too hot to go into unless you were a dwarf automaton.
Oh.
Wait. What about the human magic thing?
Lies. Fucking can't.
That's just what he was told so that he didn't just walk in and take it.
Human magic needs to be able to open it.
So you were able to kill the demon, and you're able to unlock it with your arcane arts.
Okay.
The seal.
Okay.
And he's able to walk in because it's heat too much for flesh to withstand. But he's able to go in, and he comes back with this magnificent black hammer. It appears as if it's whatever material it's been smelted from. It looks as if it sucks in light around it.
It's like a black hole hammer.
Yeah, it's a black hole hammer. Hammering black holes.
What of you, dwarf automaton?
I have waited a very...
You have freed your master and your kind.
I've waited a long time to free my master.
The greatest... treasure of this place.
I've waited a very, very long time for this moment. I needed a human to come here to open this. You don't know how long I've been waiting. My minions provided a good sport for you, but now that I have the weapon, it is time to reveal my true self.
I told you he's a new pop boss.
Fire flows from the automaton's joints and hinges.
Wait.
And I... am the demon Azan Zog, who has been possessing the automaton.
And he has the mystical hammer.
And now you guys have given me what I have been waiting for.
And now we roll initiative.
I called this from the beginning.
And now I don't need you anymore.
From the beginning.
Con 13 really enjoyed helping
Look,
you.
I'm level 2 now. What does that mean?
I just wanted to say, Con 13 enjoyed helping him. I allowed him to.
We'll do that at the end of this.
Alright.
I've been the passenger.
Goblin's attack!
So he gets a 15.
I caught it.
The hammer, though, what does that give me?
Goodness.
Wait, I didn't say I was going to open that. See, I had to roll. Alright.
Should have had to.
Let me find it.
I should have had these guys go in and just relay it back.
Someone else can keep track of initiative. You got a 15.
I got 15.
Why look up the hammer?
Eric, 15. What did you get, Aaron?
13. Roll initiative.
Roll initiative, 20.
You too, Calvin.
Shane, 13.
15.
Calvin, 15?
No, he got 15. He doesn't ever add his...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. 15.
16.
Calvin, 16. We need to roll for the other people, right?
Yeah, usually Rick rolls for them. I don't know.
Rick rolls.
The goblins, they get a 12. And for Gwyn, she gets a 20.
About Moonglum.
Oh, yeah, Moonglum. Moonglum gets an 11. He's a plus 2.
Gwyn gets first.
Gwyn is first at a 20.
Why are you standing on top of that demon, dude? I thought he turned to ashes.
They were lesser demons.
Should we clear the field of all the random minis? Yeah. Hey, where was this fire sink at?
Roll a D percentile, Eric.
What's that?
Said
it bleed.
That is
fire.
This one
blood fire.
And this one. Both of these together. That is a 73.
I don't really know my full abilities as a demon.
Sir,
right. Zog.
So were all these other guys your minions then?
They were lesser
demons.
So did
demons. You just kill your big minion?
Yeah.
Where was the fire snake at, Rick? Did we pass the fire
snake?
It
was in here.
Yeah, you passed it.
Okay.
If those dwarves there would have grabbed a hold of you, they would have taken you to another realm beneath, like, a fiery ocean, and the snakes would have been in there.
The demon is actually the one that had killed the previous master looking for this weapon. The automaton is real. Like, the guy that you're talking to this time has been real the entire time. He's just been possessed by him, waiting for this moment to get it. So now that a human magician has come to open the seal, he can finally get the weapon.
Whenever I said this whole thing with the boss thing, you were like, and I was like,
what's he roll again?
73.
Three. Okay. Okay. So while you have the hammer, your strength is increased by +4.
Okay, so my strength is...
It's a 17.
But his speed
is now a +2.
So a 17?
So this changed to a +2.
Okay.
Which is incredibly powerful.
Powerful. So I have a 13 +2. Oh,
no, you have a...
This is a 17 now.
Oh, this is 17.
Yep. Yeah. As long as you have the hammer. So it's a plus... Mm-hmm. You have a +2 to attack and damage now.
Okay.
Okay. And that increases with your level. So now you're at a +4 attack, a +4 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, this is now a +4. And damage as well will be a +4. And that's here. +4.
Now before we engage, if we do, I could not have achieved this without you. And I'm not an what's the right word?
You're a dishonored.
Ungrateful?
I'm not ungrateful. I will allow you to leave. Now that I have the weapon, I need to use it for my own purposes. You can leave, and we'll call it a day. However, I hate that one. I point at Moonglum. I kill him, you can leave. Completely unscratched.
Will you join us on our adventures if you kill him?
No, I have my own agenda.
Will you abandon me, master?
What are you going to do with this hammer?
I have an agenda.
What do we get out of this?
Alive?
Alive.
Where's the platinum? Money and the gold.
There is treasure.
Now that my demons are gone, I summon them here for this purpose. There's no more danger other than the water. Watch out for the water and the snake. I don't control that one. But you can loot this entire place. I don't know what you'll find.
Like,
I don't care.
Deal?
I found the only thing that I care about.
Do you like his deal, Moonglum?
My life.
Do you like his deal?
No!
He must die. Or... You all die.
I'm sticking with Moonglum.
Whoop your ass.
Remember me, Master, I helped you.
No, I'm sticking with you. I'm sticking with you.
Very good.
I'm not leaving. I don't know about these assholes.
I'm not going to abandon one of our own.
The rest.
I only like walking to Tanya's ahead of Calvin.
He's like, let's go. Hold me to Sarah. He went back upstairs for some reason. I was like, let's just go. He's going to go.
You're fat.
So you fight?
I leave my fat behind. I leave it everywhere. Sorry. That's my phone.
Who's first initiative, Eric?
That would be Gwen.
Gwen got a 20.
Gwen. Hits. 4. 5 points of damage.
How many hit points?
We don't know.
We can't.
So you take -5.
I love that.
And you write in this big box here.
That's meta knowledge.
Yep. Very good. Who's next?
Next.
Pulls a bow.
Next is Calvin at 16.
Alright.
He's right there in front of you.
Damn it.
Yeah.
What? Like, I'm just on my blind attack. There was like a -4 penalty, and he moves half speed after that. We probably didn't know.
Well, that's only a
He didn't 16. Last long enough for it to matter.
Okay. He didn't move anywhere anyway.
But good to know in the future.
Okay.
Alright. Have a jar of honey I could dump on him. Make him move slower. Gum up his gears and stuff.
I'll bring the bees back that were gone.
It's a good thing you didn't oil him up.
Alright. Could I try to do something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
All right. I dump it down the back of his neck. And...
So you throw the honey at him.
Yeah.
Roll agility for ranged attack.
A 20.
You easily do so. His reflex saves are at an additional minus 2, and his movement is halved.
Okay, cool.
Any sticky.
So we should kite.
What's the one called again? Throw some dirt in his eyes, it just stays there.
He's next, Derek.
He's just trying to get out of it.
Shane and I are tied, 15.
So Shane goes
Shane
first.
Because of higher speed, right?
Yep.
Or agility.
Higher agility. You roll a 1, what's it called again?
Critical failure.
Yeah, I roll a 1. What do you want to do to him? You're fighting Eric here.
You want to blind him again?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll the die. 19, that's a crit for a fighter. So, you roll on the critical table, Shane. A d12.
Okay, use this stuff with the dragon.
table...
Which is
3.
3, isn't it? Yeah.
So if we kill this guy, we get this awesome fire.
Roll a d12.
What are you talking about, asshole?
I'm part of the team. I'm playing the character that Rick gave me. He took me in the room, told me I had to do this.
I know, but you're the bad guy.
Told me I had to do this.
You touched me.
I'm glad we're letting you die back in the
Roll it.
11.
Oh, my goodness.
Shane, like, flicked it over like
shit.
It's crazy.
Okay. So you have a short sword, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go with the short sword, and it gets blocked, and instead, instinctively, do you have a shield?
Yes.
So with your fist in the shield, you just punch him, Captain America style.
Okay.
And you hear this terrible grinding noise in his stomach. And he sort of clenches up and falls. You kill him with one shot.
What?
What?
Yeah.
But is he blind?
He's also blind.
Okay. I can live with
you. You killed him one hit?
Well, you hit him once.
What am I going to do to you in here about 20 minutes?
Yeah, regardless, that would have killed him.
Oh, damn.
Okay. Yeah.
Pussy.
So
I did all this so we could get cool shit.
He's so offended that we're killing this character that he
we have this badass shit now.
So as he falters, he drops the hammer.
But you didn't do damage to him, did you? You just covered him in honey.
I just covered him in
you
honey.
Couldn't have gotten,
Gwyn hurt him.
You
Gwyn
have,
did.
You could have gotten
Dibs on
this
him.
Hammer without a demon.
Do you want to continue with his character or do you want to continue with blah blah?
Log. Well, with this, from what we talked about, I would continue with Loblaw, probably.
Okay. Do you want him to become mortal?
Yeah, I mean, could he be a companion?
Yeah.
Okay,
So what happens is, you do that, and you punch so, with such force, that the metal just flies everywhere, and you see what looks like a silhouette at first,
like
but it begins.
Neo standing there in the middle.
But it begins to gain form, and you see a dwarf. A dwarf from long past was has birthed from inside this creature.
Fuck! You punched a soul into it.
And falls to the ground, and the hammer sort of tink tink.
And
tink,
he's covered in honey. So he looks like he's actually been birthed.
Ugh. I've been saving that, honey.
So basically what happened is he was brought to life from a soul that escaped from hell. And that soul has now gained sentience.
Okay.
And exists in this world.
So is it a real dwarf or is it still metal?
It's a real dwarf now. He exploded the metal shell.
He's naked, right?
Yeah, he's naked.
Let's kick this fool.
No.
He wasn't, you know, he's not the evil demon.
We'll see what happens next time
in the next
episode of DCC.
Give him the axe.
Let's go ahead and level up.
It's a hammer.
You can get the axe.
You can get the axe.
You guys are going to level up?
How much XP did we get from killing that guy?
Loblaw gets to level up as well.
How?
Why?
That's bullshit. We left him there because
he had shared experience.
I got you a new companion and an awesome man.
We didn't want this companion!
Mainly because by killing this dude, the snake died, and that fulfilled your god's wishes.
What snake?
I wake up all of a sudden.
How many points?
You should.
Do we get XP?
Four.
Do we get XP from killing him?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking.
Four.
Four from killing
four,
him.
Four, yeah.
So I go up a level.
You all go up a level, and we'll start with whoever's first half about.
You start over with the experience points?
No, no. It stays, but now you're level two. Okay.
I am a cleric of chaos.
You're a cleric, so you get to roll a d8 and add that to your maximum.
So how
points.
Rich are we?
Roll high.
We're not very rich.
We don't get money for leveling up.
You didn't get much money.
Did we loot everything?
There wasn't much to loot, but this hammer is incredible. Whoever has it, it's +4 strength.
To your base
stat.
Which
is insane.
It's like a god tier weapon. Like, seriously.
You get my armor back, and then you can have the hammer.
Can I have the hammer? We'll talk about it.
No!
We'll talk about it next time.
You can talk about it
later. So I need to do this?
Yes.
You can't.
You add 6 to your maximum hit points.
I have 12 strength.
He has 17 strength.
So you are now at 11.
I could use strength for it. I have a 5. I need strength.
I know, but
whenever
we should give it to Shane. He's just got a short sword.
That's true. Whenever
and he's
cast,
already strong.
Whenever you cast a big spell dick. Now, it's a +2 instead of a +1.
Okay, where do I change
it? Dwarf.
Let's see.
Give it him.
You're level 2. So this attack bonus goes up to a +4.
Okay.
Oh, and of course, more hit points. Roll a d12, Shane. Roll high.
The higher you roll, the more health you get.
When I...
You get 6 more maximum hit points.
When I level up, does your current health change?
Not 1. It would
be
normally, but yours will, because your god has blessed you.
Gotcha.
You're waking up.
So you're at maximum hit points.
Oh, cool. So I'm at 11 now.
Yep. That was the warrior. So the wizard, d4 hit points. What can you do?
Was it
3? So you get 3 more hit points. More importantly, your attack is a +1 now. +1. All right, so thanks everyone for joining us. That is DCC. If you want to see more, you can subscribe on Patreon.
Yes.
To see early access episodes, that's over here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Also, follow, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to
Get
us
on
down below on YouTube. We also stream on Twitch,
yep.
Including a DCC game on
Links
Fridays. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thank you. Get on Discord.